This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is being celebrated nationwide to foster a sense of patriotism among citizens, strengthen national unity, and promote India's cultural heritage. The campaign marks the fifth year of the Har Ghar Tiranga initiative, which began in 2022 and has since evolved into one of the country's largest public participation movements. Har Ghar Tiranga, Har Ghar Tiranga. The initiative is aimed at encouraging citizens to hoist the national flag and to participate in activities celebrating patriotism, national unity, and India's cultural heritage. This year's campaign holds special significance as it coincides with the 150th anniversary of India's national song Vande Mataram, bringing together the national flag and the national song in a unique celebration of patriotism. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today hoisted the national flag at the flag point in Sri Vijayapuram, the capital of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. On the occasion, he paid tribute to the brave freedom fighters. The vice president also attended the state function Tiranga concert on Vande Mataram, held at the auditorium of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Institute of Technology. In his address, the vice president recalled the glorious history of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, associated with India's freedom struggle. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today flagged off Har Ghar Tiranga Yatra at Muruga Theatre Signal in Puducherry. Lieutenant Governor K. Kailash Nathan, Puducherry Home Minister A. Namasivayam, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister G.N.S. Rajashekaran and BJP President V.P. Ramalingam were among those present on the occasion. Thousands of people participated in the rally with tricolour flags. Earlier, the Home Minister participated in the presentation ceremony of the President's police colours to the Puducherry Police at the Police Training School Ground in Gorimedu. Congratulating the Puducherry Police, Mr. Amit Shah said that receiving the President's police colour is one of the most glorious moments in the life of any disciplined police force. Union Education Minister Prahlad Joshi today held a meeting with the secretary and senior officials of the Education Ministry on matters concerning the National Testing Agency, NTA. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said they deliberated on key matters requiring attention and the steps ahead to further strengthen institutional mechanisms, streamline processes, and to ensure greater responsiveness to students. He said that the government's main focus remains on building a robust, transparent, and credible examination ecosystem that serves the aspirations of every student. India has crossed 300 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel-based installed electricity generation capacity. The landmark achievement, made on the 31st of last month, represents more than 60% of the 500 gigawatt capacity target set for 2030. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, in a statement, said that the share of non-fossil fuel-based electricity capacity in the country's total installed electricity generation capacity had reached over 54%. The ministry added that the growth in clean energy generation has been driven by strong contributions across sectors. In China, Shanghai's two airports cancelled more than 1,300 flights and authorities relocated over 3 lakh people in surrounding regions as the country prepared for Typhoon Dolphin. The outer bands of the storm hit northern Taiwan yesterday. And in sports and badminton, India's Asmita Chaliha has clinched the women's singles champion at the Korea Masters tournament today. Asmita defeated China's Han Qiangxi. The shuttler recovered from losing the opening game to prevail 14-21, 21-14, 21-14 in 53 minutes. With this win, she claimed her first BWF title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.